I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. This week, I'm talking about how to feed yourself spiritually. The writer to the Hebrews put it this way. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. And the Apostle Paul admonished young Timothy to train yourself to be godly. Now, to do that, we have to get off of milk and get on solid food. We need to be our own trainers to feed ourselves. Now, that takes time and it takes discipline, but the benefits are enormous. We grow up in Christ, and without it, the results are very sad. We remain baby Christians. Yesterday, I gave you a suggestion on how to read the Bible in a structured way. Whether you use that method or not, you need to establish a structure of daily reading in both the Old and New Testament. And then as you read it, it's very helpful if you'll begin to keep a journal and on a frequent basis, make some notes of how the passage that day ministered to you. Journaling's kind of a fancy word, and I think it scares a lot of people off, but it's really very simple. You just get yourself some kind of a notebook and write in it what passage you read that day and just a few notes as to how it ministered to you. It doesn't take long, and it's well worth the effort. For example, recently I read Luke 17, and I was struck by what Jesus said in verse 4, that if someone sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times comes back to you and says, "I repent," forgive that person. That's a tall order, don't you think? It caused me to stop and think about how I'm supposed to forgive someone over and over and over, even for the same thing. So I made a few notes in my journal. And when you do that, it helps you remember what you heard God say through His Word. It's a great help in feeding yourself. And I encourage you, if you have not tried journaling as you read the Bible, just give it a try. It will help you grow up, I promise. Well, I want to remind you that I have written a Bible study called A Guide on Getting to Know God, which you may find very helpful in learning to feed yourself. You'll find information about it on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.